Hey, it's the Overnight Scape Underground here on day one, track 31. Look at this, we're already on track 31, and it is about 11:55 a.m. on our virtual day here. And you just heard our little musical journey, six songs from myvirtualband.com. And I just wanted to quickly go through them. The first song was Enola, right, this song. And this was created by Liquid Noise, who was George from Rhode Island, and Rick Ellis from Louisville, Kentucky. So that's a great song. Then, of course, we have Coyotes on the Boulevard. Yes. Nice song. Created by B. Noom William from Manhattan, Kansas. Matt Brunette in Utah. Marty Kyle in Florida. And Mike Microman, North Carolina. And thank you guys for that one. Then we had God Hates Penguins. That's a funny one. I like that one a lot. This was created by Marty Kyle. And also had bass by, I guess, someone named Brudley Five. So thanks for that one. Here we go. I Don't Know, this song. This song is created by Ubois, who's Edouard Pavis from Paris, France. And also working on that was Rick Ellis from Buzzing Strings from Louisville, Kentucky. So two guys made that one, right? It's a good song. Then El Gato Negro, right? El Gato Negro. It was created by Wrench, who's Les Gaines from Arizona. Also Buzzing Strings again, Rick Ellis from Louisville, Kentucky. And Mike Microman once again. You see, it's like this is the same guys that are working on these songs. These are such great songs. And finally, we have Masugra. Masugra. And that's by Mike Microman and Rick Ellis from Louisville, Kentucky. So this is a great song too, right? Well, you just heard it. Right? I want to hear it again.
Every footstep so soon I rode is right back home.
It's a duet.
For me.
It's a good song, man. This is some good stuff.
Every minute
I don't know the lyrics by heart. It's good stuff, though. It's good stuff. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone who worked on it. Rest in peace, Mike Microman, who we know is no longer with us, but left behind a great legacy of music. Hopefully, I will help, you know, in people hearing it. I still don't know why they shut that website down. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. In any case, coming up next is a piece of audio I recorded on January 31st, 2007. So something like 10 months ago now, right? Yeah. Almost 10 months ago now. I recorded this audio, and I have not been able to play it since then. Because basically, the topic of this, the name of this piece is Dave's Departure. That's what I've named it. NYC Audio, Dave's Departure. As you know, if you've been listening to the Overnightscape, where I work, there used to be a guy I know called I was friends with there called Dave from Work. That was his name on the show. He you only heard his voice on the show once when he called in to wish me a happy something, one of the milestones. But this was the day after Dave got laid off from that job, and as you'll see, I was pretty like. I was really wondering if I was going to get laid off that day as well. So that was sort of the whole topic of the show, me anticipating getting laid off. And that's why, even though it's a great piece of audio, it's about 32 minutes long, I did not want to air it because I felt it was a little bit, you know, sensitive material. I don't name the company or anything, but just sort of like, it was a weird time. But that was 10 months ago. I did not get laid off. And, Dave did not come back, but... I think he came back for a few days, and then he was left for good. He got a different job. So anyway, you know, just so you know, going into it. But this is a very interesting piece of audio, because I just listened to all 32 minutes. It's what was going on 10 months ago, and you'll hear me talking a lot about the whole Anything But Monday project. Oh, if I think at that point, if I could just go back in time and talk to myself on that day, January 31st, oh my God, I was like, just there was just barely enough time to pull out of that whole Anything But Monday project before... It got started. I probably, I mean, I don't know. You know how they say some things, like, because it got started in mid-February, so this was the end of January. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it was this podcasting project I got involved in that did not go very well. And you know how they say some things that happen to you, that which does not kill you makes you stronger. Thing, you know, your life experiences, you know, make you better, and they're important lessons. I still haven't figured out what the lesson was from anything but Monday. I think it would have been better for everyone involved just not to get involved, not to do it. You know what I mean? But you'll hear me. This is where the project is just getting going, and I mean, I don't know, whatever. We gotta just whatever. So you're gonna check this out. It's great. It's a great audio. It's like a classic, you know, audio field trip in New York City. And I don't know if I could just step back in time, but who knows? I'm sure everything happens for a reason, even that other thing. But I don't know. In the end, it was just a lot of wasted time and effort, I think, for everyone involved. I don't know. Anyway, here it is. Enjoy Dave's departure here on the Overnightscape Underground.